Republicans in both the U.S. House and Senate are pledging to ban earmarks. That's not sitting well with Alaska's congressional delegation, which is vowing to fight for them. But as APRN's Libby Casey reports, whether earmarks survive is in question.
Earmarks have become a favorite target as a symbol of Washington waste, but they account for less than 1% of federal spending. Professor James Thurber, director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University, says despite all the talk slamming earmarks, they're a relative drop in the bucket.
Earmarks really don't make much difference in reducing the deficit. It's more symbolic than real, and it's very popular. It's easy to stand up in front of a crowd and say, I'm against earmarks. Unless you're from a place like Alaska.
The Senate GOP voted last week to voluntarily ban earmarks. Not all Republicans are on board, like Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma and Alaskan Lisa Murkowski. Murkowski agrees that it's about PR rather than substance.
I think it is a mistake to suggest to the public that by taking this action, somehow or other, we are reducing the deficit. We are reducing spending. It is more of a messaging.
But earmarks' biggest PR debacle comes right from Alaska, projects denounced as bridges to nowhere. They were pushed by Congressman Don Young and then Senator Ted Stevens as important infrastructure upgrades. But when they fought the call from other members of Congress to instead spend the money on a Louisiana bridge damaged by Hurricane Katrina, the projects became poster children of wasteful earmarks. Even 5 years later, they're still invoked by Senator John McCain, who railed against them last week. McCain also cited the case of Kevin Ring, who worked for corrupt lobbyist Jack Abramoff and was busted for bribing public officials.
Waste, abuse, corruption. Mr. Ring was just convicted. It was a result of the hearings we had on the Indian Affairs Committee with Mr. Abramoff. You know what Mr. Abramoff was all about? Earmarks. Earmarks and corruption. And I know it's corruption because I've seen it with my own eyes. And it will go a long way towards restoring the confidence of the American people in what we do here. No more bridges to nowhere.
McCain says earmarks are by their very nature corrupting. He'd instead like to see Congress approve funding in a different way.
Authorize the projects. That's all you have to do. Instead, the appropriators have just put him in the middle of the night without hearings, without consideration, without consultation. Authorization and then appropriation. That's the way the Senate worked for nearly 200 years, and then over the past 20 years or so, that process has been dramatically eliminated, which is, by the way, we don't have any authorization bills ever come before the Senate.
The way it works now, projects may be authorized, but unless they're actually funded through the appropriations process, they're dead in the water. Senator Mark Begich says McCain's plan is all well and good in theory, but Congress isn't exactly moving at lightning speed to pass authorization bills.
If he's saying that it's an authorizing bill that actually will come to the floor and actually have a vote and not filibustered and messed around with in parliamentary procedure, okay. But if it's this whole gamesmanship they're going to do, like they've been doing for the last 2 years, we're going to require you have 60 votes to proceed on it. Forget it.
Begich says tighten the rules. Don't ban earmarks outright. It's now required that members of Congress post online their earmark requests. Begich says go even further and follow his office's lead. Show the names of everyone knocking on the door asking for money.
So our disclosure levels are one of the highest in the Senate. And we think that's important. That's what I was hearing during the election. People want to know, who are these people asking for these things? Who, you know, are there some lobbyists that just roam in the halls and trolling for earmarks? And what we said is, first thing we're going to do is make sure it's all transparent. Second thing is that they're community-based requests and that they're predominantly for infrastructure investments.
Democrats are not banning earmarks at this point, despite calls to do so by a few Senate D's. But American University professor James Thurber says this really is a culture change.
I think elections matter, and the 2010 election had a clear message from people on the right, the Tea Group movement people, that they didn't like earmarks and they wanted to stop earmarks, and so therefore there's been a significant shift by many people in the Republican Party to stop them.
Except, of course, in Alaska, where voters re-elected Congressman Young, an unabashed earmark supporter, and likely re-elected Lisa Murkowski, who sits on the Appropriations Committee and ran on a platform of bringing money home. Just how much success they'll have swimming upstream against their party leadership will play out over the next few months. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.
On Friday, we'll look at the effects earmark reductions are having in Alaska.